Okay, good to Baruch. I'd like to welcome everybody and echoing Rabbi Green's words. What a beautiful sight to see a full base medrash of our Talmidim and fathers here learning together. And it's something very inspiring to walk into the base medrash mamish packed on a Motzei Shabbos. The truth is, this is really a great finale to the past week that we had in MTA. Rabbi Green has try to be mechazek our tefillah, our davening, and each week there is a theme to the davening. And the theme this past week was focusing on birchas haTorah, on the bracha of aharevna, that Torah learning should be sweet. And there's a beautiful idea that I saw on the pasuk in Parsha Semor where it says, emor al konim v'amarta lehem. There's a very famous Rashi that says, why is there a double language of the word emor v'amarta? So Rashi says, lahazir gedolim al ketan, that the adults should warn and should give a command to the Ketana. And Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, really, why is it that one Emor is going on Gedolim, one Ketanim? You would imagine that the Torah is speaking to those who are Chayiv and Mitzvos, and both are going Gedolim. So he says that there are two Amiras that are necessary. Because if you just tell your children to do a Mitzvah, so they could say, okay, it's a Mitzvah that I have to do, it might be something that I can attain, I can achieve, I can do it, or it could be something that's too difficult for me. The second amira is to tell them not just that there's a mitzvah tzivoy, but it's something that's beautiful, that you enjoy, that gives you a good life, and they see you doing it. So that is the second amira that's necessary if you want your children to keep mitzvahs. I think coming here tonight together, father and son learning, where it's not just to say, you have to learn, but you come together and it's something that we enjoy, it's v'harevna, and it's sweet and it's beautiful, we're being mekayim that idea of Rashi, of the two amiras. One, to learn, tell your children many times to learn, but we're here together doing the learning. So I think it's a very good finale to a week of v'harevna, making Torah study sweet. Our topic tonight is on Inyanei Chanukah, and every yontiv that we have in the calendar, it's important that we get a message, a theme out of that yontiv. There's something that Chazal, the Torah, wanted to take away. There's a message from that yontiv we're supposed to internalize and afterwards feel this was the theme, the message of the yontiv, and I'm a little bit of a different person because of that. And I'd like to try to focus on that theme of Chanukah, which is Hodah, which is Thanksgiving. And I think of any yontiv, Chanukah is the most important, that we have an extra focus on what the theme is. And this is right now a season of polls, right? We have polls in the political season, Iowa caucus is approaching, Newt Romney, we have BCS polls for those that follow, different rankings in sports. So I took an unofficial poll. And the poll that I took was, what is the number one observed holiday by American Jews? And it, at some point it may have been the High Holy Days. That was very interesting, maybe back at the turn of the century earlier. Maybe Passover. But in my unofficial poll, I think that Chanukah has clearly pulled away as the number one observed holiday by American Jews. And I think the proof is that you see that even today, non-Jewish people wish you Happy Hanukkah, right? Next week, I'm not really, you know, I'm in yeshiva here, but those in the workplace, I'm sure, will receive a lot of holiday greetings. You know, Happy Hanukkah, it's the holiday season, you need to have that. There are Supreme Court cases that have mandated whether or not one can have a menorah in a public square. So Hanukkah has become part of the American culture. And because it's part of the American culture, the meaning that Chanukah may have to us sometimes may not be what Chazal have intended it to be. And I think that it's very important that we look at the meaning of Chanukah through the eyes of Chazal. So we're going to look at it tonight, and we're going to try to see something a little surprising in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So we'll look at the sources, and together we'll learn something, hopefully be very inspired. If I were to ask you, which is the first question, is how do we define the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? What's the obligation to light the Chanukah menorah? So the first Gemara, which is followed by a Rambam, is I'm sure familiar to many. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Bar Madlikin, where the Gemara discusses the three dafim about Chanukah, at Tana Rabbanan, source 1, mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ishuveso. That the mitzvah of Chanukah is something that is incumbent upon a person in their home. That's where Chazal have ordained that the mitzvah should be performed, and it's dependent upon a house. There is, as we know, many levels to that mitzvah. We're not going to discuss that tonight, but the Gemara continues and says, the Hamahadra Ner L'chol Echad Ve'Echad, the first level being Mahadir, of beautifying the mitzvah even more, is to have a Ner for each person in the home. the Hamahadrin. Min Hamahadrin, we know, the highest level, there's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not we're going, according to Beis Shammai, down from 8 to 1, or Beis Hillel up from 1 to 8. And you see this is codified in the Rambam source 2. I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch here because the Shulchan Aruch is a little complex. He seems to go with Tosus' version of the Gemara, but the Rambam's version, which Ashkenazim ironically follow here, not Sfardim, is that, if you look at source 2, Kama Neros with Madlik B'Chanaka, how many Neros do we light? Mitzvah Sashia Kol Bayis U'Bayis with Madlik Ner Echad, that each home will light in one Ner, Ben Shah Anshei Bayis Merubim, Ben Shalai Bo'ol Adam Echad. This is the mitzvah, is dependent upon the home. If you want to be Mahader, then you can light more according to the people in the home, and eventually Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, you can do even more, ascending each evening like Beis Hillel, 1 through 8 candles. So if we would pause here, we would ask ourselves, what is the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? Where does the mitzvah come from? We would understand that this is a mitzvah that is dependent upon the bayis, upon the home. It's called a chovas hador, right? Similar to a mitzvah of mezuzah. If you have a home, you live in the home, you need to have Ner Chanukah in that home. And that would be the form through which the mitzvah would be observed. Let's say, and question 2 might sound odd, I didn't mean it to sound odd, but there are many normal circumstances where one may not be home. One is traveling, one is away on business, one is a guest somewhere, one is living in yeshiva. Many different cases where one is not home. You're working and you're going to be home late. Is there an opportunity to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah outside of the home? At first glance, we would say for sure no. The Gemara says it's Ner Shubeso. You can do the mitzvah better in your home, but if you're not home, you cannot perform the mitzvah. So I'm going to share with you, and maybe you've noticed through the sources, there are 3 indications that there is a performance of mitzvah, some kiyum of Ner Chanukah that's not dependent on the bayis at all. 3 different ones we're going to see. We'll outline them. One is an achsanai, a guest. One is in the Beis Knesses. And one is this very mysterious bracha that one makes if they're roe, if they see a Ner Chanukah. These are 3 circumstances where one is not home, but yet there is still a requirement or some seems an effort in the halachic sources to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So let's look at the first sugya in section 2, source 3, which is the sugya of Achsanoi, a guest on Chanukah. So the Gemara says in the same daf a few lines down, Amrav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. Sheshes said that a guest, someone who is not living in their own home but is residing in someone else's home for Chanukah, he is Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. Okay, we'll finish the Gemara, then we'll analyze. Amrav Bizera, Meiresh ki have bei rav mishtat fanav priti behali yishpiza. When I was a yeshiva bacher, when I was learning yeshiva, and I didn't have a family, and I was staying by someone's home, it was the custom, it goes many centuries back, so I would join in, I would give some money to join in with the Ner Chanukah of my host. Rosser din nesivi yisisa, Amina, once I got married, I said, Hashtavali lo tzrichna. Now I surely don't need to light on my own to join in with the guest. Because my wife is lighting on my behalf at home. So we see from the Gemara here that there is a chiv for a guest to have Ner Chanukah, either by joining in with the host or by having someone at home, family member at home, lighting on their behalf. So we need to understand this a little more, because the Gemara told us earlier that the chiv is ne'er shubeso. If you're not home, you're not home. What's going on here? So let's just go to source 5 for a moment, the Rush. The Rush says, if you want to understand this Gemara, what's happening here? Amr of Sheshes, source 5, Afsanai chayv b'ner Chanukah. Why does the guest need to fulfill his ner Chanukah through the home of his host? Ve'ena yotzi b'ner shaval bayis. He can't fulfill that. The lo havi b'chal ish vishto. And the Grot changes it there to beso. Meaning, the guest is not really part of the home of the host. So he's not ish uveso over there. So he's not ish uveso in the home of his host. So he has to somehow join in with this mitzvah. That's the issue, according to the Rush. He's not at home. He's not a member of his host's household. He has to somehow get attached to a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch, source 6, tells us that it is in fact a din. This is not a Gemara that we don't paskin like. In Achsanoi, we're not going to go through all the different details of what one does tonight. But generally, a guest, Sheim Amdikon Vabesov, no one's lighting for him at home. Sarach Los is Prutal Ba'abai Slashtat Efimo. He should give a small amount of money to join in. Say, I'm buying a portion of the oil. Here's a little bit. And I'm going to join in with your lighting. Meaning, you see from this that a guest is Chayiv in Ner Chanukah. And he needs to either have someone light for him at home or join in with the host's lighting. Now, we could ask a question here. I don't understand. If the Rosh just told us that the guest is not part of the home of his host, he's not in the Ner Ishuveso here, and he's no longer home, obviously, he's a guest, so why is there any Chiyuv at all? If the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishuveso, so if I'm not home, I'm not home. If someone is not home, and they go on a trip, they don't have to bring a mezuzah with them, that's not their home. When it's a mitzvah that's taller than your bias. So, Ner Chanukah, if I'm home, I would like to keep the mitzvah. I'll try to be home to keep the mitzvah. If I'm in a circumstance where I'm not home, so that's it. I go to a guest's house, I'm not moving in there, I'm only there for a night or two. The Rosh told us. He's not part of Ner Ishuveso. And really, you could say, the way the Rav presents it, it's Memanavshach. Either Ner Ishuveso, and you're being fulfilling the mitzvah at home, it's only that, or no, you're fulfilling the guest's house. Where are you? What's this idea of joining in with giving some money to the host's home? Either you are a resident of your original home, or you're in the guest's house. Why is he in this no man's land? So we'll start to get a little bit of idea from this, from the Ran, source number 4. Ran says, source number 4, Rav Shesha Sachsanya, Oreach, Ahu Bishen Lo Bayis, even though he doesn't have a home, what would we have thought from this Gemara? The Lo Tema Din Ner Chanukah Kedin Mezuzah. The Chol Mishen Lo Bayis Potter Min HaMezuzah. Says the Ran, this is what the Gemara is coming to teach us here, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not like the Chiyuv Mezuzah. Mezuzah is very poshut. In your home, you need to have mezuzah on all your doorposts. And if you're not home, you're somewhere else and you're a guest, that's not your responsibility. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not that way, says the Ran. It's not like the din of mezuzah, that you're potter. So we need to explain this a little bit. What's going on here? The Gemara told us in source number 1 that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Shuveso. Now we see from the Gemara with Achsanoi, and we see from the Rosh, that in fact, from the Ran, in fact, that's not true. That an additional chiyuv of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is beyond what mezuzah is, that it's only limited to your house. So we need to understand this. If you look in some of the Sifri Achronim, and Sefer Hari, can they bring us the name of the Rav? I saw on the Sefer Birchas Avraham from Erlanger that they say that there is 2 dinim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There is a chovas habayis, which is the main chiyuv, dependent upon the home. But in addition to that, there's a new thing that's a chovas gavra. There is an obligation on the person also individually to light Ner Chanukah. So that's something we didn't know until now. We would have thought, based on the first source of the Gemara, it's Ner Shuveso, it's limited to your home. Says the Rav, says other Gedoli Achronim, it's not true. There is a second Chiyuv, a Chovas Gavra, something that's on the person, on the individual as well. Meaning, if you're not home, doesn't mean I'm exempt from the mitzvah. I have a commandment on my home to light it. But myself as well, as an individual obligation to also light Ner Chanukah, which may exist in other places. Now, if you ask me, that certainly needs more of a hesber, more explanation. What is that? What is this Chovas Gavra? Because if it's really a Chovas Gavra, I should be able to light anywhere, right? If I'm in a hotel, light my hotel. Let's say I'm working at work late at night. So I say, you know what? Why wait till the end of the evening to do a mitzvah? Right now, 6 o'clock, certainly a good time to light Ner Chanukah. Let me light right here in my office. Nobody will tell you you can be Yotze mitzvahs Ner Chanukah in your office. Okay? Not even any group that likes to make public lightings. You're not Yotze in your office in Ner Chanukah. Okay? You have to light it in a place where there is a mitzvah. It needs to be in a tzura of a bias. So it's not really a complete Chovas Gavra. Right? It's a Chovas Gavra, and there's a Chovas Gavra, but it's not an individual obligation. So we need to understand this a little further. We're going to try. First, I want to share with you source 7 here, another example, the second example where we see that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not limited to the home. Everyone knows, we do this Mir Tashem, we'll do it shortly, Tuesday night, that we light the Ner Chanukah in the Shul in the Beis Knesses. That is a well-known reason why we do it, which seems to be the case, meaning although the mitzvah is Ner Shebeiso, we also light in the Shul. Why? It's Mefarsim the Nes, to publicize the miracle. So it's a beautiful thing, everyone's in Shul, we daven Meir, and we light the menorah. But there's another opinion in the Rishonim, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, source 7. And he says that it was for something else, similar to what we do with Kiddush, Friday night. What's that? It says in Mashanir Shemaynich in source 7, Ner Chanukah v'Beis HaKnesses, the fact that we light the Ner Chanukah v'Beis HaKnesses, what's this about? Nira Shetiknu came at Meha Orchim. The reason this was established was for guests, those who may be lodging in the shul. You may remember everyone last year from Avri Psachim, those wearing Avri Psachim. We had people used to sleep in the shul. Tosfos discusses they slept in the shul, in the side room, Kiddush Malkum Suda, whatever the conclusion of that sugya is, but we know that was a place where those who didn't have a place to stay would stay in the shul. So therefore, Shein Lehem Bayis LaHadlik, they don't have a home to light in. Ukimosha Tignu Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, we just mentioned, Mishum Archim. Similarly, Kiddush was decreed that it should be done in the Beis Knesses. The Achel V'Shas B'Knishta, they would eat and drink in the Shul. V'chein Kasev HaKolbo, that's why we light in the Shul. Then they bring, the Beis Yosef brings a Kasev HaTamach, which is the Fares Himanes B'Fnei Kolah, Sadar Brachos L'Fneiam. So that's the reason we're familiar with, maybe. But there's a second reason to be Motzi the Archim. Now, once again, this just highlights our issue. These guests staying in the shul, is that their home? Is this where they're living right now for Chanukah? Do they reside there in some kind of a kviyas? If they do, they don't need a takanas chazal to lie in the Beis Knesses. That's their home. But if they're not guests, I'm sorry, if they're not residents, but they're merely wayfarers, people who are on the way, so then why can they light there? Why are they trying to light? They need a special takanas chazal to light. They should say, I'm a traveler, I don't have a place, I'm potter from Ner Chanukah. That's all. I would love to do the mitzvah. If someone wants to provide me with a home for Yontiv, I will surely take it. But as long as I don't have a home, I should be potter from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So we've already seen two examples that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which we always understood in the Gemara defined as Ner Ishuveso, is something more than that. The hasbro we have so far is that it's a chovas gavra, an individual obligation as well. But I think that needs more of a hasbro, because it's clearly not purely an individual obligation. The mitzvah must be done in the framework of a bias. So we'll look at page 2, section 3. There is a Mordechai. Mordechai, one of the Rishonim. This is brought down in the Beis Yosef as well, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, this Mordechai is quoted. There are two dayas about what to do in this circumstance. If one is a guest, and they're not sure if someone lit for them at home, someone didn't light for them, what do they do? Here's what the Mordechai says. He says, we're going to see this Gemara shortly, but I wanted to use as a bridge first between the two sugyas. It's talking about somebody who's going to see the Ner Chanukah. We're going to learn in a moment that if someone is not going to light, there's a bracha, a special bracha you make on seeing the Ner Chanukah. Okay, so is this bracha, Mordechai discusses, only for people who won't light? Or is it a bracha for everybody? So let's look at source number 8. He quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the Perush of Rashi there. Haroa Mevarch, the Gemara says, one who's going to see Ner Chanukah makes us bracha she'asa nisim. Rashi says, in the name of his Rebbeim, this bracha is only for line 2. Lo huska bracha zu ela misho hudluka beiso adayim. The bracha that one makes if you see a Ner Chanukah, that's only if you didn't light at home, or no one will light for you at home. Okay, so you're not going to be part of Ner Chanukah. There's a special bracha that you make, she'asa nisim and siga Ner Chanukah. V'shein daita l'hadik ba'atzmon, he's not going to like, kigon atzenoi shloshim bracha, like a guest who didn't hear, he's not going to see staying in a place where no one's lighting, he's not going to lie, he's not going to hear a bracha, he makes this birkas haroah. Good, like it says further on, the Gemara says that one has to go ahead and light for the atzenoi in his home, and he has to hear it. The Mordechai is saying here an amazing thing, that the birchas haroah is made for the guests. That there's way something happening here. That someone who's a guest and will not participate in Ner Chanukah, that they're part of this new bracha that we're going to learn in a moment called this Birchas Aroah, the Sha'asa Nisim special bracha, not for the lighting. That bracha was made for them. And in fact, it continues here. I should have brought a little more here. He mentions in the Mordechai, if someone is on business, and he says this was the minhag, and they would go ahead, and they would be in a place where there are no Jews lighting a Ner Chanukah, that they should go out of their way to light a menorah and make that special bracha, even if they're not home and they're on the road. That a person who's a traveler must see a Ner Chanukah. It's an amazing thing. That you're away, you're in business, there's no Jewish area around, you don't have a home, you're not exempt from the mitzvah completely. There's no such thing as being mufka, completely removed from Ner Chanukah. Every Jew must have some kesher, some link to an Ner Chanukah. So maybe, perhaps, we can use this sugya of the roeh, the one who sees, to explain to us our question right now. Right? Our question is, what is this additional chiyuv that one has outside the home? Maybe we'll look at the sugya of the roeh and see if we can learn from that. So let's learn it together. Okay? Source number 9. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's Gemara in the Sukkah as well, which we'll see, is a Tosfos on this, says the following. Source number 9. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Marav. Hamadik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Lavarech. One who lights a Ner Chanukah, of course, needs to make a bracha. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Rav Yirmi Amar, Harar Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Lavarech. Not only one who lights, one who will merely see a Ner Chanukah. We saw that there's a machlokas whether or not he's going to light. We'll see Rashi in a moment. But right now, simply one who sees a Ner Chanukah makes the bracha. What does he make? Yom Rishon Aroah Mevarech Shtayim, Umadlik Mevarech Shalosh. The first night, the Aroah will make two brachas. He'll make a bracha, She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu, the Birchas HaShevach, a bracha of thanksgiving that one will make upon seeing the menorah, and Shechianu. The one who lights will make three brachas. He'll make Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, he'll make a bracha, She'asa Nisim, and Shechianu. And from Mikan Ve'elech, further on, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, the one who lights will make two brachos. He'll say both Lahadlik and Shas and Isim, the Roh Mevarech Achas, and the Roh will go to make one. The Gemara then discusses why you're Memayit, which bracha, and the Gemara says we leave out the Shechianu only after the first night. So there is a bracha that Chazal instituted, special bracha for the one who will be Roh, we'll see in Ner Chanukah, of She'as and Isim, of Birchas Shevach. I think we need to understand, what's this bracha? You have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah is to light a menorah and to light it in your home. Okay, so unfortunately, I may not be able to perform that mitzvah. Why? Because I see it. And Tosfos is going to ask this in a moment. If I see a mitzvah, there's a secondary bracha, there's a second level observance. Let's first see the Rashi, what we're talking about here. Source number 10, Rashi in this Gemara says, Rehover b'shuk, v'roh b'echar chaseres dolik. One's walking in the street, and he sees in a courtyard that there is a lit menorah. He sees, Rashi says, I found the name of my Rebbeim, Shem Rebbeinu ben Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shem Shem Rebbeinu Yaakov, Lohuska bracha zu, Lomisha hu lik bebeis, so adayin aloshi besfina. This bracha was instituted for one who will not light at home, but who's traveling on a ship. So, whether or not this bracha is for one who's even lighting at home, this only helps us. Because what we're saying is the Chazal went out of their way for a person who's not part of a Chanukah lighting. You see a menorah, you make a bracha. You have to have some connection to this. And incidentally, this is not the topic of the shir, but at least from Rashi, it seems to me, he says, Yoshe b'sfina, if one is on a ship, you're not lighting. There's a question everyone discusses, whether if one is on an airplane, if they like. This Rashi seems to indicate very clearly that if one is traveling in a boat, the boat should be certainly no, should only be better maybe than an airplane, that one does not light in such a circumstance, because you're not in a home. You can't light outside the home. There would be a Birchas Aroah, though. You could somehow see, okay, maybe in the airport if you'll see some things, and you're not going to light. If you try to time the flight to light at home and then fly after, but if you wouldn't light, you have the Birchas Aroah. Now, what is this Birchas Aroah about? So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Tosfos in Sukkah that just, he bursts the whole thing open. Here it is. Tosfos says like this. Gemara says, the same exact Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav. Tosfos wants to know, wow, that's beautiful. You make a Birchas Aroah on Ner Chanukah, but no other mitzvah has a Birchas Aroah. If I see somebody who's taking a lulav and esrog, and for whatever reason I can't, it'd be nice if you'd ask him, he'd let you, but let's say for whatever reason I can't, you don't make a bracha Shalas Nisim on Pesach. If you see someone there, Shalas Nisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu did mitzvahs for us. The Nisim Rosh Mitzrayim you don't make. So why near Chanukah? Tosfos gives three answers. We're going to focus on one. The one he says he likes the most. Source 11 says Roder Chanukah Shtarach Lavarich. B'Shar Mitzvahs going to lul v'sukkah lo katin lavarich roah. You didn't make a. There's no special mitzvah roah. Elagabe near Chanukah. Near Chanukah, there's a special bracha roah. Why? Is the key words. Key words the entire night. Mishum chavivus hanes. Because of the love, the endearment, the special character, the closeness we have of the Nes of Chanukah. That the Nes of Chanukah is chaviv, it's beloved by us, and because of that, Chazal went out of their way to institute a special bracha for one who sees it. And he continues and says, these are the other reasons. He says, Mishum sheish kam b'nei adam she'en lehem batim, some don't have a home, they can't like, that's a second reason. But for now, we're focusing on the reason Tosfos says that he likes, which he says after his Tam Rishon Nicha. I like the first reason. The Chazal said, Ner Chanukah is Chaviv. It's special. It's beautiful. And because it's Chaviv, there's a special Bracha HaRoah. So maybe we could say like this. Maybe we can say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has something in addition to just simply the Ner Shavezo. Since it's Chaviv, since it's beloved and it's very special to us, every person, every Jew has to be part of that mitzvah. You can't say, I'm exempt right now. There's an extra requirement. And even if you are not able to light, you have to attach yourself and appreciate the miracles of Ner Chanukah. Well, let's try to understand this a drop further. As it says in section 4 here, what's so special? Why is Ner Chanukah chavv? Why is it beloved? So in source 12, the Rambam says the same thing. It's not just Tosfos. And I think in the Lashon HaRam we'll see something. The Rambam says, source 12, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviv Hi Ad Mo'ot. The Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is very beloved. Vitzar Chodim Lizarabon. Person, be very careful with it. Now, first of all, the Rambam is not in the business of singling out mitzvah, saying, this mitzvah is really good, this mitzvah is so-so. He doesn't do that. And of all Mefarshim that we have, we know we're very Medayik in the Lashon Rambam. And we know the Rambam is not known for being very emotional and spiritual. The Mishnah Torah is a sefer of halach. Every word is exact. So the Rambam of all Mefarshim comes and tells us, by the way, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is very chaviv. I love it. It's beautiful. He's clearly telling us something. So, Baruch Hashem, we can continue and see why. What does he say? He says, Kidei lehodiyah ha-nes ulehosef b'shevach ha-kel v'hodoyah lo al-nisim shalas halakam. The chavivus comes from, it stems from the requirement to publicize the miracle and to be mosif, to have a lot of, to produce so much shevach, praise to Hashem, for the nisim that happened to us. Then he continues and says, even if you don't have anything to eat, you get from tzedakah, you have to sell your clothes. Wow, that's a very, very high level. So according to the Rambam, the element, the quality of Ner Chanukah being beloved is because it's a mitzvah that involves a hodah, a thanking of Hashem, a recognition of miracles. It has a relationship that we can appreciate who we are as Jews. Look what happened to us over the years. Look at where we are. Look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us in our life. And then it's chavv. And we'll see this even a little deeper right now. Source 13. This piece of Torah, when you hear this, we should all have a little rika, a little dancing after this. Such a beautiful idea we're going to learn right now. This is from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo. He's discussing the following thing over there. He's discussing why it is that possibly Tosfos makes a chilek in Sukkah, what types of different halals we have. And there's some halals that are for the yontiv, and some halals are because of the nes. So most Yom Tovim are for the nes. Pesach, however, is because of the nes as well. And therefore he says that women are exempt, he's learning in the Rambam, women are exempt from halal of the other Yom Tovim, because it's mitzvah seish asman grama, it's dependent on the yontiv, but Pesach, which is afin, ha'yivos ha'nes, women are also included. Okay, how does it relate to Chanukah? Well, what is Chanukah? Is the halal of Chanukah, is it because of the yontiv of Chanukah, or is it because of the nes? So if we'll say that it's the nes of Chanukah, women are also included in the nes, so they should have to say halal. It seems that maybe from a diuk in the Rambam, women are exempt from halal. If you didn't follow that, don't worry. Here's the main point. Says Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Why is the challah of Hanukkah different? That women might be exempt. You know why? Source 13. L'cheinir l'nias daiti l'hadlokas ner Hanukkah hi atzma ha'odah v'halel. That the lighting itself is hodah, is thanksgiving, is praise. Klomar, sh'alayidei zeh yitin alibah l'hodas l'Hashem, alanis, emekadom, sh'asalanu, v'nisach anam ha'chamos. That when you light the menorah, a person sees and pays attention to, we have to have Adar Hashem, everything that happened for us, let's think about the Nisim and the miracles, and therefore he explains, and we, like we say in Aneris Halalu, that the Ner Chanukah itself covers the Hodah. The Halal of Chanukah is different. The Halal is actually, like Sukkot and Shavuos, is done for the Yontif. The Hodah, the Afin Hayu Bosa Anes, is on Ner Chanukah itself. And he says that we're supposed to think about when we light the menorah, these things. Read, skip a little bit. And he says further here, the little famous question, right? About Alanisim, about why we mention what miracle, why the 8 days of Chanukah, not 7. He answers all these. Lo Nizkar Klal Nes Pach HaShemen. We don't mention the miracle of the oil. Why? Mishum Shinat Loka Bak Ezechel Nes Pach HaShemen. That's not why you're lighting. You're not lighting to the candles lasted, that the oil lasted 8 days and they found it. Why? We don't ever find that if a person couldn't fulfill a mitzvah, and then they could fulfill a mitzvah, that's a nes. You say, oh, let's say challah for that. That's what we commemorate. What is he saying? Klai Yisrael came to Beis HaMikdash after the war. The Greeks had defiled the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't find the oil. Oh, so that's not a good thing. We can't do the mitzvah of the menorah. What happened? Oh, so they found one jar. What should they do? One jar, how would they light it? So then they lit the whole thing in eighth. Different opinions. Baruch Hashem, a big nes, it lasted longer than it should have. Beautiful. But we're going to make a yontif for that. Because one moment in Jewish history, the nation of Klal Yisrael couldn't fulfill a mitzvah. That's a yontif l'doros. That's not what it's for. Rather, the halakas ner Chanukah is for the nes that Klal Yisrael was victorious in the milchama, in the battle, and they survived. And we thank Hashem through all the generations for those things. So the lighting of ner Chanukah itself has to elicit from a person feelings of thanksgiving. It's the theme of the Jewish Thanksgiving. And I want to show you how strong this goes. Source 14. We all say after we light, Haneris Halalu. Very, very beautiful song. Sometimes the songs of Chanukah, and I, maybe after tonight we'll think about it differently, we're focusing on the tunes, on our families, on enjoying it, but the words are very, very important. It says here, we're not going to read the whole thing, I'd like to look at it, in Source 14, Meseches Sofrim, one of the Sefta Kitanos, and Shlomo Zalman quotes this. It says over there, and it's also brought down in the Rambam, the Haggos Maimoni and the Rambam says this, how did they used to make the brachos, at least according to Meseches Sofrim? They would first say the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah, stop, then say the whole text of Haneris Halalu, then say Shechiyanu, then, that's the order they say, then say Sha'asa Nisim. That means before one says Sha'asa Nisim, they would go ahead and first say Haneris Halalu, because it's required when one says the bracha Sha'asa Nisim, you light the ner Chanukah, you must keep in mind the Hodah. You must, what are these neros for? So now we can explain our question that we had, and now see a little bit of a pattern here. Yes, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Shuveso, but there is an extended aspect of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, in addition to the mitzvah one does in their home. And what is that? That is, that Chanukah is the Yontif HaDa. There are many other sources, those are interested, look at many Rambams, and the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the way the Halal is set up, look at the Al Hanisim. That this is the essence of the Yontif, is it was Koveya as days of thanksgiving, appreciating Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you have a home, of course you light. But if I don't have a home, if I'm not home, I'm traveling, can I be distant from that feeling of the Yontif? This is the theme of the Yontif? The answer is no. Therefore, Chazal went out of their way and said, Haroah, you see a Ner Chanukah? Appreciate it, look at it, say Sha'asa Nisim. You're away from home, try to join with a guest. You're living in a shul, light over there. A person has to be connected to this theme. There's a huge nafkamina halacha for this. I'll try to finish up, we're getting late here. There's a huge nafkamina halacha. Is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is kavana required or not? must want to have kavanah. Now, there is a rule. Magen Avraham says, Simon Samach and Shulchan Aruch, that by mitzvahs derabbanan we paskin, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavanah. That's what he paskins. We generally follow that. Chanukah is definitely a mitzvah derabbanan. If you don't have kavanah, should be fine. Listen to the words of the Rav Zatzal. At least it's brought down in Sefer Ha'ari Kedah. Says, Salvechik, Zichar Tzarek Lebracha, according to my understanding, because Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah of Hodah, he says, Memela Kavana Ma'akevisbo. Kavana is required. You don't have Kavana, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Why? Yelechetza Shehodah Tzarek Kavana. To have a something of Hodah, thanks, you need Kavana. You can't thank somebody, you can't have feelings of thanks and not be aware of them. You must have Kavana. I'm not saying that's halacha l'maisa, but I did see an other poskim, a very noted posik of Shmuel Felder in a sefer Shuri Halacha. He quotes of Shlomo Zalman's shuv, and he says here, not that you're not yotze, but that you're missing the essence of the thing. So to summarize, this is the essence of what Chanukah is about, to have feelings of hodah. Just to try to bring this home a little bit, there's an amazing point here. If you see in the Rambam, source 12. The Rambam says, what do you have to do if you don't have money for Ner Chanukah? You even have to get tzedakah, sell your clothes. Does the Gemara in Shabbos say that? It doesn't. The Magen Mishnah says, on this Rambam, the Rambam borrowed it from Pesach. The Rambam said, oh, Pesach is also din of Pirsum Suminisa by the Dal Kosos. If you don't have money for Dal Kosos, you should go ahead and also have to even sell your clothes. Said the Alter from Kelm the following thing. Said, you see from here, when a person lights Ner Chanukah, you should be thinking about all the nisim that occurred. Think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why the Rambam brought this in, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Think about it. Yetzias Mitzrayim, how did the Jewish people get out of Mitzrayim? How did these Chashmonayim, it's always portrayed, they were great warriors, like, you know, Israeli commandos, even if they were, okay, whether they were the word, I'm not sure, but even if they were great, terrific warriors, it's still quite miraculous that they overcame this powerful empire. Think about through all the generations. We say in most Surah afterwards, it wasn't just them. Shasim Nisim Lavasena by Mimahim Bazman Hazeh, through the time of Haman, through the time of all the things we outlined in the most Surah. All the generations, a person say when you light your Ner Chanukah, you and your children, we're still here. We're still here. We're lighting this Ner Chanukah despite what happened to Klal Yisrael through all the generations. We're still lighting the Ner Chanukah. Let's appreciate this. Let's appreciate the Nisim in our own lives. And it's not only on a national level, on a personal level, to try to take the feelings of Hodah that we have on Ner Chanukah and to think about so many nisim, so many things Hashem does for us. I'll end off with a short story I once heard in the name about Rabbi Mordechai Schwab. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was mashkiach in many yeshivas from Muncie. So when he was older, the brother of Rabbi Shimon Schwab, who was Rav here, when he was older, he was in very poor health. But they saw that, nevertheless, despite his poor health, he remained in very good spirits, and it didn't get him down, and he seemed to not lose a beat in terms of his outlook on life. And he couldn't walk, he had trouble hearing, trouble seeing, and he was really not in good shape physically. So one of the Talmidim said, Rebbe, you know, how is it that you lost so much in terms of your physical ability to function, but it didn't affect you at all? So he said such a beautiful answer that we could learn from. He said, you know, Hashem gave me a life. 80 years I was healthy, I had my sight, my hearing, my digestive system, my legs, I could do everything. If after 80 years the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to take a little bit back, so I should complain. So I think it's such a beautiful, beautiful story to appreciate we have in our own lives every day, to use the yontif of Chanukah as a yontif to have thanksgiving to Hashem, to appreciate it, and to hopefully will be zocha that the Yom Tov of Chanukah we have, the theme of Hodah and Hallel, should come to fruition. Before we end, I just want to welcome Rabbi Talvis back. Fuah Shalema to you, Rabbi Talvis. We need you here, and we're happy you're here. Be back in good health with us. Everyone should have a good Yom Tov, Chanukah, enjoy the evening.